for reaching out to the community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today, we're proud to feature a special moment from elementary school École Visio in Sherbrooke, where three outstanding radio students, Rosie, Jean, and Emma, had the chance to sit down with none other than Minister Elisabeth Brière, Member of Parliament for Sherbrooke and recently re-elected in the latest federal election on April 28. Their interview is filled with thoughtful questions, inspiring answers, and genuine curiosity. A great reminder of how young voices can lead meaningful conversations with our elected leaders. Let's listen in as these bright young students speak with the Honorable Elisabeth Brière.
Hi, my name is Rosie and today I am with my friends Jeanne and Emma. Today we will interview la députée de Sherbrooke, ministre des Anciens Combattants et ministre responsable de l'Agence du Revenu du Canada. And finally, I hope you have fun listening to Radio Vision.
Okay, so my first question is, what is your most beautiful memory when you were in grade 5?
Good morning, first of all, and thank you for inviting me at your radio. I'm very pleased to be with you today. Well, my most beautiful memory when I was in grade 5, I will say that it is when I joined the basketball team.
Okay, and my second question, would you like to be prime minister? Minister one day, and why?
No, I don't want to be prime minister because it's so much work. You don't have a life anymore. Your schedule, your agenda is always full of trips, events, meetings. So as I like to do a lot of things in my life, I like to be an MP and I like to be a minister and I would like to continue to serve the community for a long time.
My first question is, what was Justin Trudeau like to work for and how is Matt Carney like to work for?
It's a very good question because they are different, first of all. Mr. Trudeau is a good leader. He's able to gather the team together. And with Mr. Carney, you know, he was an economist with the Bank of Canada and also with the Bank of England. His background is very proper for the current task we are asking him to do. We need someone who is able to tackle the economic situation we are in with the U.S. Relation. So Mr. Carney is funny too, but he's also very, very well structured, very well organized, and I'm pretty sure he will be the best to do what he has to do.
My second question is, according to you, how can kids make a difference in our community?
Kids can make a real difference, and I like hearing from kids because you are the next generation, you are our next leaders, so we have to take time to listen to you, to know what are your interests, what you like to do in your life, what are your hobbies, and what are your concerns also. I know that for some environment is one of the big concern. So we have to have discussions and make sure that we take good decision to make sure that you will have a good future.
First question, what motivated you to become a politician?
Another good question. I was a notaire. You know, in Quebec, there's a difference between a lawyer and a notaire for 28 years. And what I like to do in my former job was to help people, to be there for them, to find a solution to their files. So as an MP, I can do the same, but at another level. I can help people who have issues with immigration, per se. And as a minister, again, I can do things, I can take decisions to help people, but at the next level.
Second question, what do you like most about your job?
I like a lot to meet with people. I like to be with them. I like to participate on different events. I like to hear what are their preoccupations, their concerns, as I say, and find solution. I think it's the best help that an MP can make.
My third question, what is a typical day as a minister?
It's very busy, first of all. I start my day very early in the morning because I have to read the medias. I have to read the newspapers. I have to listen to some interviews on the radio. I have meetings with my team to see what will be my my day. I have a lot of briefings too, because depending on what I have, if I have to participate on an event, if I have to do an interview, my team will prepare me for that. I have a lot of meetings with some stakeholders too. So usually I start around 6 o'clock in the morning, and my day will end around 9 o'clock, 9:30, depending.
And my fourth question, what is your proudest accomplishment as a minister in the Government of Canada?
When I was appointed last December as a Minister of National Revenue, there was a program that helps people with their income tax reports. Because we had to be careful with our expenses, some people were thinking of cutting this program. But I told them that it was very important to keep this program because we help people who need it the most. Making their income tax report helps them to get the benefits they are entitled to. So I decided to keep this program running, and I'm very proud of it.
My third question is, what are some of the most beautiful places you visited in Canada?
Oh, there are a lot, because I like traveling, I like Canada, and I encourage people to visit Canada this summer particularly, because we don't want to go to the United States, isn't it? So I had a big crush for Newfoundland. It's a little bit far away, but it's beautiful, and I like going camping. And I did camping in a national park called Gros Morne. There, it's just beautiful. I also like a place in Ontario called Prince Edward County. It's close to Sandbanks. There are beaches, like if you were at the sea, but as it is a lake, the water is not salty. So when you dive in, my God, my eyes are fine because there's no salt in the water. And of course, BC, British Columbia, because of the big mountains and the sea, and I like skiing, so it's nice to go skiing there.
How can you manage to do all of the things you do?
As an MP, you have to be very well organized. And I think it's one of my strengths, because from the beginning, when I started to work, I had 3 kids. My job was very demanding, also as a notaire. So it's very important to be well organized, to be able to do everything you want to do in your day.
My third question is, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I like to do sports. I like a lot of sports. I like to go skiing, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, touring skiing, snowshoeing. I like to run. I run a lot. I registered in the half marathon in Sherbrooke at the end of June. I like to hike. I like to sail. I like to play tennis. So, yeah, it's mostly sports.
Fourth question. If you have something to say to the world, what would it be?
To the world, it will be peace. Yeah, because we need it in this particular context. So yeah, if everybody could make peace, it would be much better.
Thank you. Now we're all going to do off-script question. Basically, it's on what we learned, but we have another question about what you said.
Okay,
so my non-script question is, what made you join basketball? What motivated you to join basketball?
I like team sports. And when I do sport, I like to be the best. And I have a lot of art. When I do sport, I have a lot of goodwill. So playing basketball with other girls was very pleasant, and I was able to me dépasser.
Get better every time.
I didn't what? You do understand what I mean?
Yes.
Thank you.
My question is, what was one thing you enjoyed a lot when you were in Newfoundland?
Outdooring. There's a place, it's kind of a canyon, and when you do the hike, you are up on the mountains and you see down the it's not a river, I think it's interior waters, but it's just beautiful. And there's a kind of a rocks you can sit on, and the photo is like you have your feet in the air. So yeah, it was the place I preferred.
My off-script question would be, you said you liked camping, right?
Yeah.
So when was your favorite place to camp? Where was it?
Well, of course, this one in Newfoundland, but also in the park near Trois-Rivières, the Parc de la Mauricie. I went there in a canoe trip for a week, and we did camp and canoe every day for a week. So yeah, I liked it a lot.
Thank you, Elisabeth Bruyère, députée de Sherbrooke, ministre des Anciens Combattants et ministre responsable de l'Agence du Revenu du Canada, for joining us today. We wish you a great day. Keep up doing the impressive work you are doing for Sherbrooke, Canada. Thank you, Madame Bruyère.
Thank you so much to all of you, and have a good day too.
Now, wasn't that a powerful and heartwarming exchange? Hats off to Rosie, Jeanne, and Emma for their fantastic questions, and to the Honorable Elisabeth Brière, fresh off her re-election, for taking the time to connect with the next generation. Here at CJMQ 88.9 FM, we're committed to amplifying local voices of all ages, because a stronger community starts with connection and conversation. Thanks for joining us on Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Until next time.